we are quite aware about the role of the army in our electoral and political affairs. And such worries are not off the mark, given that we are going for elections next year. But it is important that those who have been deployed and those who have deployed the soldiers, that they work within the framework of the Zimbabwe Defense Act, which calls for members of the military to be nonpartisan and to protect a constitutional order in the country and to protect the state from foreign invasion. And we hope that the army will stick to their mission in terms of the Zimbabwe Defense Act and in terms of the Constitution of the Republic, and just confine their activities to defending the state without necessarily being involved in the usual menu of political partisanship and the intervention in electoral affairs of the state.
But is it even necessary to deploy the army at this juncture? Because some regional experts are saying they don't see RINAMO going back into the bush.
Yeah, first of all, if you look at those guys, the RINAMO guys, mostly those who are complaining, the majority of the ex-RINAMO guys, they are over 50, most of them in the 60s and the 70s. They are old, and their agenda is not legitimate, their issues are not clear, but what they want is to have some kind of pension, to have some kind of access to state resources.